Welcome to Health Cetera's podcast. With more than 6 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease, the news of an improved treatment has been long anticipated. But the recent FDA approval of Biogen's Aduhelm has been met with very mixed reviews, with many healthcare workers and professionals publicly opting against the usage of the Aduhelm infusion. In this Health Cetera podcast, registered nurse Barbara Glickstein discusses the many implications and widespread controversy accompanying the FDA's decision to approve Aduhelm for use, with health reporter Liz Siegert, the Association for Healthcare Journalists' topic leader on aging. This interview follows the publication of the co-authored two-part series entitled Alzheimer's Drug Approved Monday by FDA Raises Questions for Journalists, which is featured on the Association for Healthcare Journalists blog and was written by both Siegert and Tara Haley, the medical studies core topic leader. This interview was recorded on June 14th, 2021, as a part of Health Cetera in the Catskills on WIOX Radio.
This is Barbara Glickstein with Health Cetera in the Catskills. Families with a loved one, a neighbor, or friend who is living with dementia understands how at stages of this disease, there are major adjustments for the person experiencing it and those who live with them and care for them. My mother had dementia. She lived over 12 years after being diagnosed. Towards the end of her life, she still recognized me, but communication was limited. Lots of smiles and hugs worked most days. She was on two types of medications prescribed for dementia when first diagnosed. I was never convinced they had any impact on her declining dementia. Last Monday, the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, approved the pharmaceutical company Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug, a decision with implication for people that will take the medication, clinicians, and their families and those who love them. Health reporters Liz Siegert, who is the Association for Healthcare Journalists topic leader on aging, and Tara Haley, who is the medical studies core topic leader, are helping journalists translate this evidence into accurate information. They co-authored a two-part series on the Association for Healthcare Journalists blog entitled Alzheimer's Drug Approved Monday by FDA Raises Questions for Journalists. Reporter Liz Siegert joins me now on Health Cetera in the Catskills to discuss why this decision comes with concerns. Welcome to Health Cetera in the Catskills, Liz.
Hi, Barbara. Happy to be here.
What's the controversy?
Well, there's a couple of controversies, actually. The first one is that Biogen's drug, aducanumab, which goes by the brand name Aduhelm, sounds like a tremendous breakthrough for desperate families and people with Alzheimer's disease. The problem is in how the FDA approved the drug, although the studies that Biogen conducted weren't terribly conclusive. They actually had halted their study in 2019 because they weren't meeting what's called the endpoints, which are the stated objectives of the study. However, when that happened, Biogen did continue to collect some data after the fact as it trickled in. The drug is essentially the first one to target something in the brain called amyloid plaque, which is widely believed to be a key contributor, if not the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And what Biogen found initially was that low doses of the drug really didn't do much to clear the plaque from the brain. The theory being that if you cleared the plaque from the brain, it would slow down progression of Alzheimer's.
So this is not a cure drug. This will not cure Alzheimer's.
This is not a cure. It's not meant to be a cure. It's not marketed as a cure. It is only meant to slow down the disease progression. However, it is the first one that claims to do that compared to drugs, for example, that your mother might have been on, which only addresses some of the symptoms, such as restlessness or loss of appetite or agitation. There's still some controversy over whether the amyloid plaque theory is even viable. Many scientists believe this is the case, but the only way to really tell is after death, when they can do autopsies of the brain. You can tell there's buildup of amyloid plaque in the brain through brain imaging scans like MRIs or PET scans. However, there are people that have amyloid plaque buildup that never get dementia. There are also people with no amyloid plaque buildup that do get dementia. But the general consensus is that the more plaque that you have, the more likely you are to develop some kind of dementia. The other thing is that there are multiple kinds of dementia. Alzheimer's is only one of many. So this could be a drug that's taken by somebody who doesn't have Alzheimer's and therefore is not targeting what they would consider the right kind of plaque or tangles in the brain. The other problem or challenge with this drug, I should say, it's not really a problem, is catching it early enough. The testing was done on people with mild cognitive impairment, so people at the very early stages of the disease. The earlier you catch it, the better you can slow the progression, and therefore the longer you can have healthier brain years. If you try to use it when it's the disease has progressed to a moderate stage or an advanced stage, we don't really know because Biogen didn't test it on those people. However, the FDA did not put any restrictions on who can use this drug. So it's quite possible that many people will try this drug out of desperation and it won't work. They may be too far advanced, or they may not have the right type of dementia for this drug to target.
It's interesting you would say that, Liz. I mentioned in the opening that my mother had dementia, and during the early stages of all of the testing, and the first conclusion was that my mother had Alzheimer's. And I never believed she had Alzheimer's even until her death. Her symptomology was very different than that someone with a classic, if you will, Alzheimer decline and ways that they usually are exhibiting their symptoms. But you know, I know that you're an expert on aging and you cover this issue. And I know that for sure there are people, certainly those in the early stages, who is seeking something to slow this down. And so there's a tremendous amount of hope, but what will the accessibility be like? What will this cost? Will this be covered by insurance?
The price is a huge source of controversy. The list price, which is probably not the price that most insurance carriers would pay, is roughly $56,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a huge amount of money for a drug that may not work on everyone and may only work some of the time. So there's still a lot up in the air. Biogen insists that it's a fair price given the amount of research and development that goes in. There are people that say that the price immediately is going to put it out of reach for many people who struggle. Because even if Medicare does pay for a good chunk of the drug, and the fact that it's FDA approved means Medicare is likely to pay for the drug at some point, there's still the 20% copay that Medicare beneficiaries are subject to. So if you take 20% of $56,000, that's over $10,000 a year. And that doesn't include the required brain scans, which can run into the thousands and thousands of dollars on top of it, because there are some very serious side effects that have been noted in over a third of recipients, including brain swelling and in some cases, brain bleeding. So it's a fairly controversial drug, both from its efficacy standpoint and from its price point.
Liz, I understand that health reporters and people like you and Tara Halley, who are science interpreters of science, will write responsibly and do write responsibly about something like this. I haven't searched, but I'm imagining there might have been some headlines that last Monday upon this announcement touted this as the next new good information about treating Alzheimer's. Have you seen that? And if not, are you concerned that might happen in terms of not framing this in the way that both you and Tara have about the concerns and the questions that people who are listening should be concerned about when a new drug comes on the market?
I think that most mainstream press have been fairly responsible in exercising caution about how they position this drug. Obviously, organizations like the Alzheimer's Association and other patient advocacy groups are thrilled, as they well should be. It's been close to 18 years since the last new drug, which was Aricept, was approved. And it's been a lot of frustrating trial and error and failure for pharmaceutical companies. Most of them have really gone out of trying to find an Alzheimer's drug at this point because of the many failures they've had. What we don't want to do is offer people false hope. I think that families who have loved ones with dementia have to be very realistic about what the possible successes might be, what the possible failures and side effects might be, and also be realistic about the cost for something that might have serious side effects and may or may not work on their loved ones. There's still a lot we don't know about this drug. And tests are continuing. One of the conditions the FDA put on approval was that the drug company Biogen go back and continue doing some longer-term follow-up tests, both for the safety portion as well as for the efficacy portion. In other words, how well does this work on longer-term patients? Because the tests have only been going on for about 18 months. And we don't know if this is something people possibly could be on for the rest of their lives. And if you are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, say at age 65, you could easily live with the disease for 20 years. That adds up to a lot of money. We don't know if you stop the drug, will the plaques redevelop more quickly? Will they come back at all? And we don't know what these long-term side effects might be. The longer you're on something that has potential really adverse side effects, the greater your risk becomes. So there's still a lot of question marks out there. And I think that people both reporting on this issue and consumers, you know, people that are desperate for information and possibly candidates for this drug have to really speak with their physicians and really understand what the issues are before they push to take this.
I'm thinking about the amount of money that is being asked around this medication and the lack of opportunities for people with dementia and for those who care for them, their loved ones, their family members, their home health aides, who would benefit tremendously from other behavior modification techniques and abilities to work with people who live with dementia. I certainly know over the years with my mom's dementia, I got better at being with her and supporting her and helping her be comfortable. I know you know this issue well, Liz. Where are we going next without just medications when we think about this disease and how we can support people living with it?
Behavior modification is becoming more and more of a first-line treatment or a first-line strategy, both for those with the disease and especially for the family caregivers. This is a progressive disease. It's not ever going to get better. The best they can hope for, even with a drug like this, is to slow down the progression. Eventually, the goal is that Alzheimer's might become more of a chronic type of disease, as with cancer or as with HIV/AIDS, where people can essentially live out their lives relatively okay, even if they have some cognitive decline. But right now, there really is nothing except the two strategies of behavior modification, a lot of patience, and a lot of training for the caregivers in how to manage people with Alzheimer's as it goes through its various stages. One other thing I wanted to mention, Barbara, is that one of the tougher challenges with a drug like this is that it's not just popping a pill. This is not like taking, you know, Aricept, for example, which is a tablet, you have to go to a doctor's office or a clinic for an infusion. And that's once a month for about an hour every time. So that's one of the things that is raising the price. The other thing that I wanted to also stress is that when the FDA approved this drug, they went against the advice of their own advisory committee because there was so many questions about the data that Biogen collected. The advisory committee had suggested that Biogen wait, do another clinical trial, and then come back and apply for approval. Instead, the FDA did what they call accelerated approval, which is basically a conditional approval that says, okay, we'll give you temporary approval to go ahead and start using this drug on consumers, but you still have to do this study in the meantime. And that raised a lot of red flags for a lot of neurologists and doctors around the country.
Health reporter Liz Siegert is the Association for Healthcare Journalists topic leader on aging. She and Tara Halley, who is the Medical Studies Core topic leader, co-authored a two-part series for the Association for Healthcare Journalists. Alzheimer's drug approved Monday by FDA raises questions for journalists and I believe for the general public. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to a podcast of HealthCetera in the Catskills. For more podcasts and discussions of important health issues and policies affecting health, go to HealthCetera's website and blog at www.healthmediapolicy.com. That's www.healthmediapolicy.com.